Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is Minding Your Money 360 with news, perspectives, and real-world answers to manage your whole money life for success. We're taking a break, but I haven't forgotten about you. I've lined up some of our most popular episodes to replay from now until the first of the year. I hope that you have a very happy holiday. FYI, the MYM 360 Bootcamp will be starting soon, and you can get more info by visiting my website at psworth.com and clicking on Bootcamp at the top navigation bar. However, we're still here, so if you have questions, don't hesitate to contact us at feedback at mym360.com. And now for an oldie, but a goodie. Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money with today's money tip. You know, the best laid plans can quickly go astray if you don't have a safety net that includes items to help you overcome obstacles along the way. While the exact items you include in your safety net will vary depending on your situation and the outcomes you want, here are three must-haves for your safety net. Number one, well-defined motivating goals. Goals provide purpose and direction, and they can help keep you going when things get out of whack. Number two, an emergency fund to use in the event of an illness, a job loss, or other serious emergency. Most advisors recommend that you keep enough in your emergency fund to cover 3 to 6 months of expenses, and that's a good place to start. However, instead of putting all of your money in a bank, I like to keep some in a bank account that I can access immediately, and other money in mutual funds that I can access within a week that it's growing at a higher rate than I can get at a bank. Without an emergency fund, you could end up going into debt if an unexpected expense occurs, or even worse, dipping into your retirement investments. Number three, insurance. There's so many different types of insurance, but here are the basics: auto, health, life. Remember, life insurance is for those you leave behind, and if someone else depends upon your income, seriously consider life insurance. And there's disability insurance. Disability insurance kicks in when you're sick or injured and you can't work. If you depend on your income to sustain yourself and your family, look into disability insurance. Many employers offer this type of coverage, or you can purchase it on your own. So how good is your safety net? If you like our podcast, be sure to subscribe to it. If you love it, please take a moment and give us a review and a rating. 5 stars would be great. Remember, if you don't mind your money, someone else will, and then they will control your future.